Erev Shabbat Shalom, everybody. Parashat Vayikra, a new sefer, and this is what Chazal called Torat Kohanim, Leviticus, all of the dinim of the korbanot in Beit Hamikdash, all of the services of the Kohanim. The Torah starts off the seder with the words Vayikra el Moshe. Kadosh Baruch Hu called out to Moshe Rabbeinu. Now, the Midrash Rabbah on the spot, on this pasuk, points out, Eser Shemot Nikre'u lo leMoshe. There, Moshe Rabbeinu was called 10 names. Everybody knows, Yered, Chever, Kutiel, Abigdor, Abisocho, Tov, Tovia, V'chule. And each one symbolized another character trait of Moshe Rabbeinu. However, I'll continue the Midrash in a moment. This idea of names, the Midrash in the beginning of Parashat Bereshit, the Midrash points out, "B'sha'a sheba Kadosh Baruch Hu livro et ha'adam, nimlach b'malachei ha'sharet. Amar lahem na'aseh Adam." Okay? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create Adam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went to consult with the Malachim. And he said, "Shall we create them?" And they said, "What's he all about?" And HaKadosh Baruch Hu told them, Amar lahem, chokhmato meruba mishelachim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "His wisdom is greater than yours." Why? How so? Hevi lifneim beema chaya va'of. Amar lahem ze ma shemo v'lo hayu yod'im. He brought all of the animals before the malachim, and he asked the malachim, what would you like to call them? What do you think we should call these animals? And they didn't know. He'aviram lifnei adam. Amar lahem ma shemo. Amal lo, ze shemo shor, veze shemo chamor, veze sus, veze gamal. Adam Rishon on the spot started naming the animals correctly with names that made sense. Amar lo, ma shimcha. He asked Adam, "And what's your name? What would you call yourself?" Amar le, ani na'eli karot Adam shenivreti min ha'adama. I should be called Adam. I was created from the ground. Va'ani ma shemi. Hashem turned to Adam HaRishon and he said, "What's my name?" Hashem says, "Na'e lecha li'karot Hashem, Aleph Dalet Nun Yod." Why? She'ata Adon Lakol. Adam told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "You should be called Hashem." Why? Because you are the master of the universe. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, "Ani Hashem, u'shemi she'kara li Adam HaRishon." Hashem says, "I like that name. That name's going to stick." And using this naming thing, that's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu proved to the Malachim that Adam HaRishon was actually more intelligent than them. You see that naming, or the idea behind the name, is something so deep, so profound, that even the Malachim could not grasp it, and only Adam HaRishon, with the Chochmah imbued in him by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, was able to get it. Now, think about it for a second. Every other person in the world, in order to encompass his character traits, his essence, one name is enough. If Moshe Rabbeinu had 10 names, what does that tell you about him? That his essence could not be contained in one name. He needed 10 names to encompass the essence of what Moshe Rabbeinu really stood for. And the Midrash in our parasha continues and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu leMoshe, Chayecha, mikol shemot sheyesh lecha, eni koracha, ela b'shem shekiratcha bitya bat paro, v'tikra shemo Moshe, v'yikra el Moshe. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, out of all of the 10 names that you have, I am specifically going to use the one that was conferred upon you by bitya bat paro, which wasn't even his biological mother. She adopted him and she raised him. But he says, "I'm going to call you that." That's why the Torah begins the parasha with Vayikra El Moshe. And for the duration of the Torah, every time we see Moshe Rabbeinu being called by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and a majority of the mitzvot of the Torah are from Sefer Vayikra, Bamidbar, and Devarim, Hashem says, "I will always refer to you only by the name of Moshe." Not only that, we never see in the Torah any other reference to Moshe Rabbeinu besides for that name. And the question that, begs to be asked, asks the Sichot Musar, Agon of Chaim Shmulevitz, Zechet Tzadik Levarachai, says, You know, each of, besides for the fact, okay, you want to, she wasn't his biological mother, which is fine. She was tzaddikit. Yeah, but why is it that HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose specifically the name Moshe out of all of the other names? All of his other names referred to character traits of his. Yered. Why? Because during his Lefi Shorid the Torah Milma'ala Lemata, Moshe Rabbeinu brought down the Torah. Tov. Moshe Rabbeinu, who called Moshe Rabbeinu Tov? One of his names was Tov. Who called him that? You know? His parents, Amram v'Yocheved, called him Tov. Shene'emar, v'tere oto, ki Tov hu. When Moshe Rabbeinu was born, Rashi HaKadosh quotes the Midrash and says, Nitmale habayit kulo ora. Moshe Rabbeinu was born mahul, and the entire house filled with light. They called him Tov. No mention. They all represented things about him. What about the name Moshe? Moshe symbolized what? Vatikra shemo Moshe, vatomer ki min hamayim meshitihu, because I drew him out of the water. Which means, first of all, it doesn't mention any character, or it doesn't represent any character trait, and it has nothing to do with him. Who does it have to do with? Bitya. It has to do with something that Bitya did. She took him out of the water. So why is HaKadosh Baruch Hu so connected to this name? Explains the Sichot Musani. He says something unbelievable. He says, this act of Bitya Bat Paro to go and draw Moshe Rabbeinu out of the water was an act of selflessness and Mesirut Nefesh, determination and dedication to Avodat Hashem. And she knew that, you know, Paro was a, you know, it was a nut job. If you heard about this, even though it's his daughter, he had no problem murdering somebody just because it's his daughter. Remember, Moshe Rabbeinu was his stepson, right? He raised Moshe Rabbeinu. As soon as Paro found out that Moshe Rabbeinu killed the Mitzri, what did he want to do? He wanted to kill him. And as a result, Moshe Rabbeinu had to run away to Midian. So Paro was a psycho. She was taking her life into her own hands, going down to the river, risking her life, Mesirut Nefesh Shel Mamash, complete dedication to save a Jewish soul. And this was done, the Midrash says, what was Bitya Bat Paro doing at the river that day anyway? What was she doing there?
She was converting.
She was converting. She came to be Midgayer, Litaher Migilule Bet Aviha. She came to cleanse herself from the Avodot Zarot of her father's house. Ishtabach Shemo, two mitzvot at once. At the same time she's coming to convert and to leave the Avodah Zarah, she's coming to save Moshi'an Shel Yisrael. She saved the savior of Am Yisrael. Ez Zechut. That Mesirut Nefesh, her act of Mesirut Nefesh, therefore permeated the DNA of Moshe Rabbeinu and was able, we see countless acts of Mesirut Nefesh on the part of Moshe Rabbeinu, beginning in his adolescence in Mitzrayim, and then throughout his life for Am Yisrael. We just saw 2 weeks ago in Parashat Ki Tisa. Yeah. Im Tisa Chatatam v'im Ayin Mecheninah Misifrecha Asher Katavta. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, either you forgive them or erase me, destroy me along with them. He says, I'm going down with the ship, says Moshe Rabbeinu, the quintessential captain of the ship of Am Yisrael. Where do you think he got that power, that Mesirut Nefesh, that was imbued in him by the act of Bitya Bat Paro? And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, I want to call you only by a name that represents, that symbolizes Mesirut Nefesh. Because it's not only Bitya's act of Mesirut Nefesh. It's you. It became inculcated in his neshama and gave him the power to stand up to all that is evil and stand up for Am Yisrael throughout all of his life, all 120 years, by that one act. And Hashem says, that is the name that most befits you, and that's the name that I want to use to refer to you throughout the entire Torah. Rabotai, this is a big thing. We think that our actions impact only ourselves, and that's a big mistake. Hen letov hen lemutav. Good actions not such good actions. Our actions impact everyone around us. Barosh uvarishona, first and foremost, our children. The best way to be mechanich, the best way to lead, whether it's children or talmidim or keilah or whoever it is by example. When a person acts in a way that's befitting for a ben Torah or a bat Torah, when a person walks around, man or woman, walks around bederech shel Torah, b'tzniut, b'anava, with midot and with derech eretz, representative of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, like the ambassadors we are meant to be, that is the greatest chinuch, and that permeates our children, that permeates our talmidim, and everybody around us. Make no mistake, we do not live for ourselves in this world. We live for everybody else, not because of what everybody else is going to say. Who cares? The point is, we have to live in a way like the Gemara says in Masechet Yoma Daf Pevav, Ve'ahavta et Adonai Elohecha, Shiyehe Shem Shamayim Mit'ahev Al Yadecha. To live in a way, what does it mean to love Hashem, your God? It's very easy to say, Hashem, I love you, which is important. We have to love HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what does it mean to live in a way that shows Ahavat Hashem? It means to live in a way that other people will come to love God as a result of our actions. That's true Ahavat Hashem, Ve'ahavta et Hashem Elokecha. That's Ahavat Hashem. And those actions will inspire others to follow our lead. And that is the greatest form of Kiddush Hashem ever. That is how HaKadosh Baruch Hu decided to call Moshe Rabbeinu, because of that one act of Mesirut Nefesh, of Bitya, which paved the way, which blazed the trail for all future Mesirut Nefesh of Moshe Rabbeinu and of Am Yisrael. Rabotai, I thank you for listening. Shabbat Shalom Vorach. Be'ezat Hashem, this coming Monday night, we put out a flyer with the Zoom link. I'll be giving a quick recap of preparations for Pesach, Leil HaSeder, Erev Pesach Chal Yot B'Shabbat. I sent out a pamphlet this week of a guide for the perplexed, Erev Pesach Chal Yot B'Shabbat. You're free to look it over Shabbat. I highly recommend that you print it and learn it. Pesach is supposed to be a time of freedom and happiness and calm and relaxation and tranquility, not apprehension and anxiety. Derechei Adarkeinu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want his children to be anxious or upset or nervous or whatever. So the laws of the Torah are beautiful in that they teach us what to do, how to do it. Davar ba'ito matov. So Be'ezat Hashem, we'll meet again on Monday night for whoever wants to join. Maybe we'll post it again on all the forums and the chats. You have that. Maybe Simon, can you post the what's his name again? That pamphlet in the groups, just for people, whoever didn't get it, you can get it now and print it out and review it over Shabbat. Hopefully you'll find it beneficial. I thank you all for listening. And I wish you all Shabbat Shalom Vorach, Tiskun Shanim Rabot, Na'imot V'Tovot, and we'll see you next week, B'ezrat Hashem. Kol Tov.
Chazak Baruch.
Chazak Baruch, Shabbat Shalom.
Thank you, Rabbi Chazak.